Rule 3, don't eat your first meal of the day until your stomach growls.
1 Corinthians 9:27 NLT. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should.
Wait for the growl.
Psalm 81:10 NIV. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it.
The best time to eat is when your stomach is growling. That's when your stomach is actually hungry. It's like a fuel gauge on a car. Your body will let you know when it's time to eat, the same way a car does when it's on E. The drop in blood sugar that occurs when you're truly hungry sends a message to your stomach to produce that empty growling sensation. That's the biggest thing I learned about thin eaters. They never eat before that stomach growl, unlike emotional eaters who eat for any reason at all. When you want to eat before you're truly hungry, that's the time to quote your scriptures. You have to learn to eat when you're physiologically hungry. Your body is hungry. And not when you're psychologically hungry. Your brain is hungry. I congratulate myself when I successfully wait for true hunger to eat. Great job, Chantel. You waited until you are physically hungry to eat. Reward yourself with positive self-talk when you make the right decisions. This eating plan is all about when you eat rather than what you eat. Your stomach growl is your signal to start your eating window. You'll train your body to an eating schedule as you continue to do this. If you don't get a growl when you're supposed to, then you know you ate too much at your last meal. It's possible to go 48 hours without a stomach growl when you overeat because you ate too much on your last binge. If you're overweight and a chronic overeater, you might not have a real sense of hunger because you're running on fat and your last meal. Keep the amount of food that you're eating small so that you're hungry the next time you eat. Don't delay your eating window indefinitely if you don't hear a growl. I don't recommend you go longer than 36 hours without eating something small. I found that there's a stigma with people about letting their stomachs growl. Stomach growling is a good thing. Getting hungry is okay. We act like being hungry is the worst thing in the world when it isn't. It's your body's natural signal to eat. Let your body get hungry and then feed it. If you don't hear your stomach growl at least once a day, then Houston, we have a problem. I can't stress this enough. Your first meal of the day doesn't begin until your stomach growls. God designed your body to teach you when it needs food. The sad thing is there are people who have never heard their stomachs growl because they never let themselves get hungry. Every chance they get, they're shoving food in their mouths. You can start your eating window only after your stomach growls, but you still shouldn't eat immediately. The reason why is because you're in fat-burning mode when your stomach growls. That's your time of maximum weight loss potential, and you want to prolong that for a little while. When your stomach first starts to growl, I suggest you have a cup of black coffee or unsweetened iced tea to get you at least an hour past that growl. Coffee, the appetite suppressant. Coffee is a great way to get you through your fast. Coffee and unsweetened tea act as appetite suppressants. We have to discuss coffee for a minute because the biggest problem people have with this is that they don't want to drink black coffee under any circumstances. That is just a must. If I can't have coffee with cream in the morning, this diet is not for me. You should not consume any calories while you're fasting, and that includes coffee with cream. That being said, I have plenty of people on this diet who are doing coffee with cream in the morning. Believe it or not, you can still get results. I have an aunt who is 5'4 and 98 pounds and eats exactly this way. She drinks coffee with cream multiple times a day until about 1 p.m. However, she only ever has 1 to 1.5 meals after that. She eats very, very little. I don't recommend coffee with cream because I believe it will slow down your progress and keep you from discovering true hunger. I prefer you dig in and learn to take it black or try unsweetened tea instead. 80% of the fat loss battle is controlling your hunger, and coffee is a great way to starve off hunger until you're ready to eat. There is a timing to when you should drink coffee as well. Don't drink it as soon as you wake up. Save it for later on when you feel hunger setting in, but you need to push on with your fast a little longer. That's when coffee and tea are a great help. I recommend no more than 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day. If you drink more than that, the coffee won't be as effective in suppressing your appetite.
Philippians 3:19-20, NLT. They are headed for destruction. Their God is their appetite. They brag about shameful things, and they think only about this life here on earth. But we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior.
I have a training wheels trick you can use if you're new to fasting. It's not something you want to use forever. Otherwise, it will become a crutch. If you find yourself getting hungry before it's time to start your eating window, or if you want to push past your stomach growl a bit, make a hunger drink. It's very easy to make. Mix 7 parts water and 1 part orange, lime, or lemon juice. Sips of this will help you power through. Hunger snacks can only be consumed inside your eating window. They're meant to be high-protein, high-fat snacks that keep you from being ravenous. The best hunger snacks you can pick are nuts like cashews or almonds. If you can't find something high in fat, then look for a high-fiber food. Good options are an apple with peanut butter, half of an avocado, a pickle, or an egg. Don't make your hunger snack a processed high-carb food.